Kate, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
So what do you make of all of this? On the one hand, you can keep it simple, and other times then, as we found yesterday, people throw the kitchen sink at it and could drop up to $5,000.
I know. I just think, look, it's a coming of age, it's a celebration for the kids, and if people, it's their first real, you know, occasion and life event. And we are somewhere middle of the road in that my son is in a Catholic school, which I chose because I preferred the school. We had the option to go to a multi-denominational, but my son chose not to make the communion this year, but we still had a celebration. So we went to the ceremony. We didn't whisk him away to Disneyland like other families do. You know, we partook in everything. He was on the altar. He sang the songs. He had his blessing. And then we went ziplining in the woods and had a party with our friends.
Yeah, but what about everybody else around you, friends and other mothers and fathers? What were they doing?
Similar kind of, you know, an awful lot of people had it at home, I think, to save costs. And to, there's group bookings that some of them did where, you know, the local hotel here had an event and you could book a table and pay per head, and that kind of diluted the cost a bit. People booked our local GA hall and, you know, split the cost so that the kids could be together as well, because ultimately it's the kids want to have the fun. They want to be with their friends and, you know, not, you know, with a bunch of adults who are celebrating their day. They want to be with their own friends.
Yeah, yeah. So what did you do then for food then, or drinks or treats?
So we ordered pizza from a local food truck and had it at a picnic bench in the woods.
Kate, I think that's fantastic.
Yeah, and it was a big celebration. My son hadn't made his communion, so we were therefore not obliged to make too much.
Oh no, that's another story in itself. You say you're not religious, but was it the fact that you didn't want him to miss out?
No, we wanted a celebration of him because we're proud of him for making the decision to go against the grain and not be, you know, like, feel obliged under peer pressure to make his communion. But he went and celebrated the communion with his whole classmates, just like I'd go to a friend's wedding in a Catholic church and celebrate her wedding. Yeah. We didn't remove him from it completely. He learns religion in school, but we left it up to him. I know at 9 years of age, that's a big decision, but he can also make his communion further down the road if he wants to.
So you never, as mum and dad, ever influenced him in any way, shape or form?
Tried not to anyway, yeah. But he does learn religious studies in school. Yeah. Like, we didn't opt him out or, you know, say he's to be taken over to the corner to sit colouring while the rest of the class learns religion, because the Christianity around the Catholic Church is really important, and, you know, love thy neighbour and learn right from wrong.
Some of the ethos.
We told him our belief system and what we don't agree with, and he decided himself, nope, I'm not going to make it, but I'll partake. He sang all the songs. He walked up with his classmates and folded his arms when they were receiving the host. And he got a beautiful blessing from the priest.
I just love those kind of days, you know, like your one, or the text of Mary who, you know, everything costs €500. People brought food. Other people brought desserts. They, you know, the mother-in-law brought the ham and they made turkey and they had board games in the garden and toys ready for it. It was just a wonderful. Imagine the memories that are made from days like that.
And there's less pressure for the parents and the kids.
And tell me this, though, if there was a texter there saying that 31 kids made the communion on a Saturday and only one turned up for Mass on a Sunday, would you say that's probably the reason for a lot of it, is that they're not practicing religion, but they want their children to be part of the day? And that's why we kind of have terms like bouncy castle Catholics.
I know. I don't know other people's opinions, because my opinion is we didn't want to fall into that trap of making the communion because everyone else is making it. So, and we had the exact same experience as someone for less money, and for, you know, we celebrated our child at this stage of his life without having to indoctrinate him into the Catholic Church.
I love it. Well said. Thanks for that. You had a great day. Sun shone and everything. So ticked all the boxes.
It was perfect. Yeah.
Thanks, Kate.